Hi, thank you so much. And I'm going to echo a lot of what Lauren said so very well. I am speaking today so that those who feel marginalized here can feel supported and loved by community members, and to also applaud the student for her brave voice to expose the racism that she has experienced. As a taxpayer, voter, educator, and community member, I want to express my disappointment and frustration over the lack of response surrounding the exposure of racism in our school community. With the exception of a knee-jerk response to the media from the superintendent and concerned response to my email from one board member, and now this address at the board meeting, 7 long silent days later, the district had not taken a hard stance for real action. There are no public statements to be found on the district's homepage, Facebook, Twitter, newsletters, or any other district-provided public forum. While the students' attacks need to be directly addressed, so does the overall climate of this community. Let us not pretend that this is an isolated incident. I personally heard from Black friends in the community their experiences of racism, and since this student's post, many other have shared their experiences. My expectation and demand to the school district is action. While racism is most often learned in the home, our educational community bears a responsibility to ensure a safe climate for all students. Hearing that our educational staff was in earshot of some of the incidents reinforces that Heartland educational staff members need consistent and layered anti-racist trainings. Let me reiterate that. Heartland community schools are overdue in their need for social justice and racial trainings. Trainings that provide opportunities to understand and explore implicit bias, trainings on how to decolonize curriculum and celebrate Black excellence, and trainings that guide and support educators on how to shut down and address racism and bigotry when they hear it and see it. These are opportunities for reflection and growth, but they also empower our educators to speak up and directly address these dangerous incidents of hate. If a district takes a strong stance with a well laid out plan, the educational staff will feel like they're backed by the district and community when situations like this arrive. Furthermore, these trainings are a modeled action that echoes Heartland's acronym of EAGLES: empathy, achievement, grit, link, empower, and serve. We don't need a diverse community to embrace diversity and acceptance. So the silence from the board and the educational leadership up until today spoke volumes to our students that are marginalized in our community. When we are silent, it translates to them as compliance and acceptance for those behaviors. So I'm really, really glad to hear the conversation that started today at the board meeting. This is not a time to take a defensive stance. It is a time for active response for change. An anti-racist stance and policy is not radical or controversial. It is essential. So I look forward to hearing publicly your plans for action and gladly will provide any resources to aid in your next steps. It sounds like this would be a great goal to implement in the MICAP that was brought up, and particularly as the MDE states that the goals can be focused on opportunities for growth in areas that are academic, non-academic, or just systems. So to update, I applaud and recognize the board members tonight for their vocalizing their self-reflection and creating action plan ideas. And thank you for letting me speak.